Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of two books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, you've been listening already. Thank you for that, too. That means you're a very smart person. David Gage is with us. He's back with us once again. And David is the founder of BMC Associates, which is an organization that helps mediate conflicts and also consults with firms to help them get their organization up and going in a lot better fashion than it has been. He is also a clinical psychologist, and he is the author of The Partnership Charter, how to start out right with your new business partnership. David, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. One of the things, David, that I think is that when it comes to partnerships, when I think of small businesses and partnerships, I've seen a lot of them over the years, and I know you have too. And as I told my audience earlier in the hour before you got here, when I told them you were coming and what we were going to talk about, I said, you know, I've had good partnerships and I've had bad partnerships, and I think that the average person thinks a partnership is something that's kind of intuitive, that it's logical, and it makes a lot of sense, and it doesn't take too much. All it takes is two people agreeing to do something together in the beginning, and they basically do it. What do you think?
Well, I think that's a lovely way to think about being partners, but and I think it can work that way. I think it does work that way sometimes.
I didn't say, David, that was the right way. I said that's how people think about it in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. I think that there is just a tad bit of naivete.
And a little romance, too, don't you think?
A little romance. And as long as that honeymoon can be stretched out, it really can work beautifully that way. But But too often that romance and that honeymoon period ends kind of quickly when something or other happens. It can be anything that can go wrong and sort of shake people out of that period, and then they realize, whoa, you know what? We're in business together, and it's different than we had imagined.
And unfortunately, a lot of times the business is fine. It's the partners.
Yeah. But
as I often say, David, the problem with humanity is the humans, and the problem with the partnership is the partners, isn't it? Typically,
right. Just a small thing.
Yeah, just a small thing.
But I think, you know, Jim, what I think happens sometimes is that, you know, there's such advantages to being partners. It's a tremendous advantage to have somebody who's there with you, working side by side, and they're totally committed to the business. I mean, you don't typically find that with employees. You really find that much more so with somebody who's an owner, the kind of, you know, I don't care what it takes mentality, put in 50, 60, 70 hours a week, whatever it takes, you know, anytime, day or night. You find that with owners, and that's a lovely thing. It's a tremendous thing. And there is that research that shows that that companies that have more than one owner have a much better chance of really being a strong and powerful company. And it only makes sense.
Well, one of the things that you said a minute ago, though, that I think is where one of the sticking points is you said it's a wonderful thing when you've got two people working side by side, working 60, 70 hours, et cetera, et cetera. I found that the biggest thing that breaks down a partnership is that one partner has a much stronger work ethic than the other partner does, a much stronger sense of commitment than the other one does. What do you think?
I think that's very true, Jim. I think that there are so many things actually that are very difficult to talk about when you're going into a business marriage, you know, a business partnership, and one of them is commitment and hours. It's like if you start talking about it, it's almost like you're questioning the other person's commitment or drive, and nobody really wants to do that.
It's the reason why, if you're going to be partners with someone, that you really should know them. It is a marriage, basically, isn't it? You wouldn't rush into a marriage unadvisedly or too quickly, or you shouldn't, and you shouldn't do a partnership that way as well. And David, hang on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks, and when we come back, I'm going to get David's thoughts on what I just said. He's the author of the Partnership Charter, and that's what he does. He helps people all over the country with their partnerships, and he can help us with ours today. It's almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's ZZ Top to take us out. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'll learn to tell time soon. I promise. It's 17 till 43 after the hour. David Gage is our guest and the author of the Partnership Charter, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about partnerships. And David, I was just talking about, I was making an observation about partners and partnerships when we went to the break. And do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you were saying something that I think a lot of people think, which is that, boy, it really helps to know the person you're going into partnership with. And a lot of people do think that, and a lot of people go into business with a close friend or family. And, you know, again, sometimes it really works great. Sometimes it just does. They and you know that person, and you have an advantage because you sort of think the same, and you can answer the other, you know, finish the other person's sentences and all of that. But unfortunately, too often people have found that those relationships that they started with, you know, the close friendship or best friend or brother or sister, that they lose those along with the business partner relationship, and they just are so sorry that they ever tried to mix those relationships because they're not easy to mix. You can do it, and I think that the trick is really, even no matter how well you know the person, even if they're family, that you sit down and you work your way through all of the things that you need to discuss and talk about, and all those sensitive issues.
Well, and those sensitive issues, it's not easy to find that list, is it? And I know you have it in your book, the Partnership Charter, but other than that, there really isn't a lot of information out there, or hasn't been, it seems to me, over the years, David, where you actually had that list in front of you to talk about.
I was really surprised that it just didn't exist. You know, we have so many books on leadership and how to hire people and fire people, but there weren't many books out there on how to be good partners, and that was one of the things that, you know, drove me to write this book.
Well, and I think anybody who is thinking about starting a partnership, or anybody who has one that might not be hitting on all cylinders, this is a good book to have to help you out. And what would be a good rule of thumb for whether to take a partner or not, David? What about if you said, if I have a partner, this person will contribute something to the equation that I can't hire done, that I can't afford to hire done, or they know some stuff or whatever, they have an ability, they have some capability that I can't go out and hire an employee to do. Would that be a good rule of thumb?
Well, I think that is good, and one of the exercises, we put a lot of exercises into the book that we found are helpful with partners. And one of them is to list all of the things that each person believes that they're going to contribute and they think their partner will contribute to the business. And a second list of all
sort of like a little homework. Just write this down. Go home tonight and let's both write this down and come back tomorrow and let's talk about it.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's what you think you're going to contribute and what you think you're going to get out of doing the business and what you think your partners are going to contribute
That's
and what
an
they're
excellent.
Going to get out.
That's an excellent exercise.
It can actually be eye-opening because if you don't realize what your partner really values in terms of her contribution, you're going to be in trouble and she's mm-hmm. going to be in trouble too. You want to really fully appreciate what everybody is bringing to the table and what they think they're bringing to the table because what your partner values may not be what you value.
And I want to say something, David. I want to say something right now that I hope will motivate people to do what you just said. Folks, imagine that you create this business with this partner and the business is beautiful. The business, it works great. There's nothing wrong with the business, but this is something you could have done maybe on your own, or the other person could have done on their own with employees, not with partners. But because of your ill-advised or ill-put-together, ill-conceived partnership, you lose the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Either both of you lose it or one of you loses it, and we don't know yet who could lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what I'm saying is your business could be in jeopardy if you don't do what you're talking about, David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to have that inner machine, that partnership itself working well to make the whole business work. You know, the business is out there in the world doing services or selling products, but it's only really going to work well if the inner circle, the ownership circle, is working well.
When you're doing counseling, when you're helping partners resolve their conflicts, what's the single biggest issue?
Well, I think that it's really hard to say what the single biggest one. There are really a few that come
All right.
into play.
Give us a list.
Okay, one of them is on the business side. So the whole trick about being partners is that you have to meld the personal and the business. So on the personal side, you have the personality styles and the personal values and the expectation. On the business side, you have like roles and ownership. So roles and what people do is one of the biggies.
Big, have to make sure that's defined. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get David to give us the rest of that list.
Okay.
Right after these messages, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. David Gage is our guest, the author of The Partnership Charter.
Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. And David Gage is our guest, the author of The Partnership Charter. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. David, do you have a website you want to give us, please?
Sure. It's bmcassociates.com. It's B as in boy, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie. associates.com.
What do we find when we get there?
Well, one of the things that people can find is they can find the first two chapters of the book that really talk about a lot of the things we're talking about, what it takes to be partners and advantages and problems. So that they can get that there and read it and download it and see if they want to buy the book.
If you're a CPA, if you're a consultant, if you're a banker, and you have customers who come to you, clients who come to you wanting to be a have a partnership, wanting to start a partnership, I hope you'll direct them towards David's book and toward his website. And just encourage them. You might even want to buy some of them yourself and give them to them, because I think it'd be time and money well spent. David, I asked you before we went to the break if you could give us a list of some of the common, most prominent issues that come up in the mediation that you do with partners when they're when things have gone bad, mm-hmm. And you identify what where we're stuck, you have to deal with these things. Give us an example of some more.
Well, so we talked about roles and how people come in and they say, oh, my God, you know, we're stepping on each other's toes. We're having turf battles. That's all about roles and responsibility and accountability.
Let me stick something in real quick. I knew two guys who had a financial planning firm. They sold financial assets and insurance. One of them was a great customer service, customer care type of person, and a great, you know, sort of a would love up the customers. The other one was an outstanding prospector.
Mm-hmm.
And they separated their business that way. One of them prospected and brought the business in, and the other one took care of them, loved them up.
Right.
And they had a wonderful partnership that way. They had their roles defined.
Yep. It's beautiful, you know, and as long as they're working well and their client for their clients, it's smooth, it's seamless between mm-hmm. the two of them. That's mm-hmm. what's really wonderful.
Yep. All right, what else?
Well, okay, then in the business side, you also have money, you know, just think about it, how hard it is for so many people to really deal with the money side of their life well. When mm-hmm. you put partners together, just multiply that.
Yep.
You know, just multiply that. Any partner in a partnership who, one person who has trouble with money, it probably will spread in the partnership and the partners will have trouble with it.
I mean, you really don't know people until you start spending money with them, do you?
That's so true. And then you find out, well, what's a person's tolerance for debt, for example? Are they, you know, are they willing to, you know, people do mortgage their houses for their business.
That's
but
right.
People do scrape their own savings for their business.
I've heard of that, David. I personally wouldn't know anything about that, but I have heard about that.
But then when you're in a partnership, what if one person is able to do that and the other person says, I'd never do that, or to borrow money from the bank?
Yeah.
For some people, they love to do that. They think that's the best investment they can possibly make, and, you know, let's borrow money and build the business. For another person, that would be intolerable.
I bet you've seen a lot of cases where in your resolution process, it came to light that these people were so different, and you probably thought, if you didn't say, if you guys had this discussion in the beginning, you know, you guys wouldn't even be partners right now. This was a deal killer.
You know, I'll tell you, Jim, it's fascinating, but there are people here in Washington who knew about me before, business people who knew about me and what I was doing and all of this prevention work before they became partners. And some of them did not. And we've had people who knew about it, chose mm-hmm. not to do the work,
mm-hmm.
and wound up at the mediation table. So sometimes I say, you know, partners, if you're partners, you're going to negotiate sooner or later.
Right.
You really want to do
it's
it
like
well.
It's like that old oil filter commercial, pay me now or pay me later, right? Hey,
it
David,
like
I've enjoyed this. We need to get you back on more often. I'd like to get you back and talk about, there are lots of different kinds of partnerships.
There are.
That I think we need to talk more about. Will you come back sooner now and do more of these with us this year?
I'd enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much. David Gage, ladies and gentlemen. David, give us the website one more time.
It's bmcassociates.com.
And that's where you can find those two free chapters, folks. The book is called The Partnership Charter. Happy New Year, David. We'll see you real soon.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and all you partners out there, too. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.